Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. He's alive forever. Amen. He's the Son of God, the Savior. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, we give you this time. We welcome you here, and I continue. I'm believing with those who are listening for their needs, and also, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to them specifically. Amen. In the glorious name of Jesus Christ. This series is the person, the personality of the Holy Spirit. This subject is so vast that for all eternity, those who are in heaven will be experiencing the person and personality of the Holy Spirit for all eternity. And yet, it is simple. It's very simple. I want to touch on several things that I've talked about this past week. Then, if there's new information in this short podcast, is foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, which are so glorious. I'm going to put these in the notes, and only three of them will have scripture references, the first three that are from Genesis. But let's remember, number one, what's the answer? Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ. Let me repeat that. Man was born to fellowship with Jesus Christ. I want to, as I mentioned yesterday, we could do a series with that title, that subject, and it could last forever. That one point, I could stop the message now. When anyone in the world, if they already know Jesus, glory to God. The deepest reality of knowing Him is fellowship with Him. He offers that. If someone doesn't know Jesus, and they probably would disagree, they wouldn't understand that statement at all. Yet, they were born to fellowship with Jesus Christ. That's what they were. Nothing else than that. That's the greatest thing. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. We know Him through the Holy Spirit. And what is fellowship? It's that relationship. I want this to be encouraging. 100% encouraging to anyone who will listen, that it's okay. That was kind of the first point. Second point, that it's all about 100% about a relationship with Him. And that's why I'm not focusing so much on these foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, because someone can, here's the what I've said before, but it's so important to understand. It would be better for a person to go directly to God and do nothing else. Not even have a Bible, not have, be in fellowship. If they're already saved, we need to be in fellowship with people, with other believers. We need to, but go directly to Him, have that relationship, and then they have everything that they were created to do. And it's there, and I say this in love, not to be harsh, but, and this is an example of God's love, that it's up to them if they go deeper. They don't have to. God's not going to make them. Same thing with salvation. It's up to that person. We have to let every person go. God Himself, Jesus Christ, even has to let people go. And I say that with reverence. Okay, He's knocking on the door of every person's heart, but He can't make them receive Him. He can't make a believer seek him on any particular day. These are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. God himself, the Father God Almighty, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit together are one. They cannot make someone do anything. Okay, think of how helpless we are in that area. We have to totally let people go. We can present the gospel. We can present, but... And we really, that's probably a good thing to do, is to we present it and do whatever we do and just let it go. Okay, and that, when I mentioned he's one, that brings up the next point, and this is so glorious. This is so... I mean, every one of these points, do you realize in our most holy faith, every glorious revelation is beyond words and so wonderful, and it's just all because of our great and awesome God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has given himself to mankind. Amen. And so I almost, before getting to this next point, I almost want to just focus on that one point, that it's about a relationship. That's so encouraging. It's not about accomplishments or doing things or being a certain, you know, it's nothing about, we can forget everything else. Okay? It's a relationship with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. He has a personality. And what does that mean? Okay, just touching on that, I might save this more for this coming week, getting more into that. But he has a will. This is the Holy Spirit specifically. Great teachers teach this. He has a will, he has intellect, he has emotions, he has knowledge. In fact, he's all-knowing. He has power. In fact, he's all-powerful. He's God. But how do we... Okay, and he will give someone... And remember, he's Jesus Christ. He is Jesus. He is God. He is, at the deepest reality, really, he's the Father. He will give someone, remember the famous scripture in Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will do them. He will give someone his heart, his very life, so that they can walk with him in that relationship and do ministry. You know, God is always, Jesus is always loving, saving, healing, redeeming, delivering, and all these wonderful things. And the list goes on. That's, so when he gives someone, and interceding, for example. Yesterday I talked about interceding. So all of this is so glorious. So Jesus will give someone his heart to do these things. But how do we get this done and accomplish this? It's through that relationship. That's what to me is encouraging. It's not, you know, we as humans and in the world, we have to... always be good enough, and we have to qualify, right? We have to apply for things and be accepted, and sometimes we're not. Well, I'm getting into something different here, but to summarize this point, a great man of God has said something quite brilliant. Religion and the world says do, 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 do. But Jesus says, done, 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 done. Jesus has done everything. And so now, we, through that relationship, through the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, we now can do all these things that he wants us to do. And it's glorious. It's wonderful. This. Amen. Okay, this next point, so glorious. I made this point within the last few days. Okay, so I'm shifting gears. Two glorious eternal revelations. God is one, the Lord. Jesus said, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. One God. So simple. Again, when someone goes directly to Him and has that relationship, they know Him, one God. If they never have a Bible, never hear the gospel, they may not know all of the details that we know, because many of us have the Bible. They may not know specifically that the Father and Jesus Christ are in heaven, but they know it doesn't matter because they have that. They know Him. They may not even know His name is Jesus, but they will call Him perhaps my God, my Lord, my Savior, my friend, my everything, and they are now living what the Bible teaches. Amen. And they have the relationship, and all the same things apply to them, and He's one God. That's how simple it is. Isn't that fascinating? They may not know that His name is Jesus. They may not know that it's the Holy Spirit, but they have what humans were created to do, born to do, and if they continue on, they'll spend eternity in glory. Amen. There will probably be millions of people in heaven who did just that. That's what I want to emphasize about how simple it is. Now, those of us who have the Bible, we have these glorious revelations and truths right there in black and white, and then the red letters of the Bible right there. The Trinity, the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, we have all these wonderful things. But it's the same thing for us. It's about someone going directly to Him and being, and if they don't do that, well, I want to keep this simple, but someone can know everything and have it all, you know the Bible in and out, all that, and someone can do that and not even be saved. So, but the Trinity, and here's, I want to try to finish with this, but, someone may wonder, okay, why is it set up? Why is it all about Jesus Christ and then also about the Holy Spirit? It's because God loves the world and has set up this perfect plan, and it reveals His love in more ways than we can comprehend. Like we cannot measure His love. And then also there are He has revealed His love in more ways than we can really comprehend. And I want to give a few examples, and I'll try to summarize this in as short a time as possible. But we know, the preeminent example of God's love. He sent Jesus to die for the world. Jesus died for mankind, shed His blood, chose to die. And so much about that, about Jesus becoming a man. There's like infinite, just if you look at the life of Jesus Christ as a man, I mean, that's all we need to know. From the time He was born until the time He ascended into heaven is like, just unlimited miracles and revelations of God's love, right? But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. The only true God, the same yesterday, today, forever. If He did that, there are definitely, we could literally say there are an infinite number of examples of his love for mankind. Let me repeat that. There are an infinite number of examples of God's love for mankind. And remember, many people would very strongly disagree with this and object to this, but I want to present this as simple as possible. What are some examples? Well, God has, here's one, number one. He's offered himself to every person for eternity. He's offered himself, God Almighty, his Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to every person on the earth for an infinite number of moments. So even to one person, there's an infinite number of examples of his love. Even to one person, because he's offered himself to them for eternity. Does that make sense? It's like, that answers it right there. But there's so much more. So I guess my thesis statement, if you might call it that, you know, is that if God gave his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the world, and Jesus fulfilled that, okay, then there are going to be, and there are, unlimited, infinite examples of his love for mankind. Let me touch on just a few others. The fact that he's made it simple and easy. That it's simple. It's just choosing him and not self. It's just saying yes to God. If someone hears the gospel, how easy is that? Jesus Christ or self. I mean, how can we stay away from Jesus? So he's made it simple. He's also made it easy. It's just believe. We don't have to be good enough. In fact, he even accepts bad people, right? We don't have to accomplish things, you know, and be, we don't have to have talents or skills or be a certain intellect. In fact, those things will actually keep people from him because they're relying on those things. You know, it's so different from the world. I don't want to go into that too much, but that's a really kind of a quite fascinating. You know, it's the kingdom of God is so different. And that's a fun subject to explore. But my point on that overall is the world has so many, there's just so many like requirements, and you have to be talented and smart and good enough, and you get turned down and you don't get jobs, and people don't accept you. Even people you know will judge you, and because you're not good enough, you know, you're not tall enough and good looking enough and big and strong, all these things. It's not like that. To think that God Almighty, who's the most exclusive person in the universe, Jesus Christ, the most exclusive, he's God Almighty, and there's no requirements other than repent. I mean, there are requirements. Repent, have a broken and contrite spirit, be humble, realize that we're nothing. You know, the requirements are the opposite of what the world requires. So these are examples of God's love. All of these. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on. Isn't it quite interesting that many people would totally disagree with that thesis statement of just, if you had a thesis statement like, there are an infinite, unlimited number of examples of God's love for the world. They would just say, they would disagree completely. They'd say, look at all the suffering. Look how terrible the world is. Look, you're saying that there's a hell. They would disagree in so many ways. They probably wouldn't even discuss it. They would laugh. They would make fun of this. But yet it's so obvious. and so clear. And that's why I say this with emphasis. I want to continue to say this. I may do a series about this. That list of, here's another area, the list of things that we've put together of the things Jesus does, every one of which reveals His God's love for the world. I mentioned some earlier. Let me mention some of the others. Jesus invites. Jesus gives. Jesus gives the kingdom. Jesus gives Himself. Jesus blesses. Jesus speaks. Jesus teaches. He leads, reveals, baptizes, anoints, sets free, prays, intercedes, reveals Himself, exalts, promises, knocks on the door of your heart, offers fellowship. He's alive forever. I mean, this is just some of them. There's more. I mean, it's just, and He's the fullness of the Godhead. He's God Almighty. Boom. He's, so I know that I've kind of gotten into this, but I feel this is so important. And I know someone may say, oh, well, I thought this was about the person, the personality of the Holy Spirit. Well, when we find Him, He's Jesus, He will give us His heart, and He will reveal all of these deep things of God and the wonder. They're deep things of God, eternal revelations, but simple. So wonderful. So, and it goes on and on and on. Here's even another example of God's love. He's given every person everything they have that's good in the natural. We don't even have to look at the spiritual. Just in the natural, He's given every person their very life, their body, their soul, their spirit man, which they have. If they're not saved, they have a spirit man. He's given them all of that. He gives them everything good that they have. He gives them the sun, air, food, and water, their entire life, every day, every second. He holds the universe together, keeping them alive. If He withdrew His hand from them, they would die instantly. So in the natural, I'm not even thinking about the natural. I wasn't even thinking about that. But there's another area of God's love. Now, again, some people would object, and they would come up with all the objections, and they might say, well, look how hard my life has been. Look how terrible. How can you say that He's a God of love? Well, we cannot explain everything. We do know that those who a truth from the Bible is that those who that actually, the bottom line is, those who generally make it to heaven are the have-nots and the few, and those who those who have it difficult on the earth generally are the ones who make it. There's always a lot of exceptions to that. Jesus said specifically, He said, "Woe to you who are rich, full, and laughing. You've received your consolation. Blessed are you poor who hunger and who weep now." Okay, and so that's the paradox. These are mysteries of the kingdom. But the gospel is for everyone. That's the thing. It's for everyone on the earth. To think that God, Jesus, wants everyone to make it to heaven. Second time I've said this, I'll try to finish. What a tragedy that most people choose self, and they miss out on knowing Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They miss out on what humans were created to do and born to do. They miss out on heaven for eternity. Even worse than that, they will end up in hell for eternity. Jesus said hell is the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It's a very difficult thing to accept. I understand that. Of all the unbelievers in the world, and there's 70% or so of the world are not followers, and are generally unbelievers, not followers of Jesus Christ, they would disagree with that. More than likely, maybe all of them would. Man's opinion doesn't matter. When someone may say, well, then why does your opinion matter? They might say that to me. Well, I'm just repeating what's in the Bible. So, but I want this to overall be so encouraging. What a glorious gospel and an opportunity every day to know Him and to have this, what just to belong to Jesus Christ. What a privilege. What a so wonderful, so awesome, a glorious celebration. The greatest celebration is of Him, the glory of the Lord, the only true God. His presence in glory, beyond words, priceless. His presence. When you meet Him, you will find everything a person was created for, and you will. He wants to lift you up and make it easy for you to walk with Him. I do believe that fully. He wants to make it, I mean, there's always higher, you know, we're moving up higher. Bonnke said, it's only increase with God. You know, it's only, it's from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from hope to hope, from life to life to life, always, you know, amen, amen. Glory to God.